For believers, it's the gospel that gives us joy and strength for each day. We find that gospel, that good news, throughout the Bible, both in the New and the Old Testament. Isaiah proclaimed that gospel in the 53rd chapter of his prophecy when he said about Jesus, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Welcome to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. We're glad that you've joined us. Each weekday afternoon, we come to you with gospel-centered, biblical teaching. Here's our host, Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. I'm glad that you've joined me this afternoon. This week on Gospel Talk, we're doing something a little bit different. We are looking at the subject of Bible interpretation, how to understand the Bible. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, what does that have to do really with gospel? This program is called Gospel Talk, actually. So what does this have to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Well, actually, it has a lot to do with the gospel, because the gospel is found in the Word of God. And if it is impossible to have an objective understanding of what the Word of God says, then it's impossible to have an objective understanding of the gospel. If the skeptics are right, then it's every man for himself. It's every man has his own gospel. Every believer has his own gospel, the gospel as he or she understands it, rather than the objective gospel revealed in Scripture. Well, we're maintaining on this program that there is one public objective truth in the Word of God, and that it is accessible. It's not always easy to access it. It's not always easy to understand the Bible properly, but it is possible to do so because the Bible itself gives us direction. Okay, so this week we are continuing to look at a book written by Dr. Sekel Gridanis called Scripture Principles for Scripture Interpretation. Now, again, that book was written originally in Dutch. It's not been translated into English, but you can find an English summary of it on my resource website, www.bradenhoff.ca. Bradenhoff spelled B-R-E-D-E-N-H-O-F.ca. You can also find a link to it on the Gospel Talk blog, gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com. Google too. It'd be very easy. Just look up Gospel Talk Radio and you'll find our blog and you'll find the links to this document with the summary of Gridanis. Well, we've come to point six of Gridanis's Scripture Principles for Scripture Interpretation. And his point six says that attention must be given to the manner in which the Holy Scripture interprets itself and how the human instruments of revelation do this. Okay, attention must be given to the manner in which the Holy Scripture interprets itself and how the human instruments of revelation, so the human authors originally, do this. Gridanis says the best interpreter of a book is its author. I think we can all agree with that. And that holds true also for the Bible. God is the primary author of the Bible, and so its best and its most perfect interpreter. And so the best interpretation of the Bible is the Bible itself. You know, we keep coming back to that aphorism or that saying, let Scripture interpret Scripture. If that's the only thing you take away from this program today, I'd be a very happy man. Let Scripture interpret Scripture. Compare Scripture with Scripture when you're trying to understand Scripture. And of course, this is only true, what Gridanis says is only true, if the whole Bible is God's Word. And since the Bible presents itself as such, we believe that to be the case. However, that doesn't mean that the human authors, the secondary authors, God is the primary author, then we also have the human authors who are the secondary ones. It's not to say that they always fully understood what they spoke or what they wrote. It's quite possible that they didn't see the full extent of what they said, but it was God who spoke through them. Yeah, that's what Hebrews 1 verse 1 says. And they didn't have to understand always what was meant. And here we can think of a couple Bible passages from the prophecy of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. I heard, but I did not understand. Daniel did not understand. So I asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be? He replied, go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. And then we could also think of 1 Peter 1, verse 11. We'll actually begin in verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Trying to find out the time and circumstances. They didn't know. They did not understand what they were speaking of. Now, it also doesn't mean that a New Testament explanation of an Old Testament text is the only possible explanation or interpretation. Peter, in Acts 3, 22-23, says that the prophecy of Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 and 18-19, about another prophet coming who will explain everything, Peter says that that was fulfilled in Christ. Deuteronomy 18 was fulfilled in Christ. But that doesn't exclude fulfillment through other prophets whom the Lord gave to his people between the time of Moses and Christ. But that promise in Deuteronomy 18 has been entirely fulfilled in Christ and in the other prophets in their connection with him, because they were all servants of Christ. They were all types of Christ through whom he spoke to the people. Gridanus also gives the example of Matthew 2, 17-18. That passage speaks of the murder of Bethlehem's children as a fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy, in Jeremiah 31, 15. However, that doesn't deny that this prophecy was also fulfilled, in a certain measure, in the captivity of Judah in Babylon. But the murder of Bethlehem's children was the ultimate culmination of Jeremiah's prophecy. Okay. Next, Gridanus says that this principle means that we have to pay close attention to the manner in which the Savior and his apostles and the other secondary authors received and interpreted the Old Testament revelation of God. We have to interpret Scripture in God's way. And it means further that we have to pay close attention to how God, in the events described in the Bible, has fulfilled the prophecies he gave beforehand in both promises and threats. For example, the sending of Christ and his work of redemption as God's gift is the fulfillment of his Old Testament predictions. The purpose is that we receive insight into later revelation through earlier revelation. And in this way, we see the greatness and the fullness of God's revelation. In this way, we receive principles and guidance as to how to understand and how to interpret Scripture. An additional question is whether we can investigate the way in which the secondary authors in the Bible reached their interpretations of earlier written revelation. You know, for instance, there's the Septuagint. The Septuagint was a Greek translation of the Old Testament. Some number of scholars took the Old Testament in Hebrew and they translated it into Greek, which was the lingua franca, the common language, the vernacular for many people in the intertestamentary period, the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So if we can take that into account, if we can take that Septuagint or the way of thinking or interpreting the Old Testament in those days, then the New Testament explanation of the Old Testament revelation is not deprived of its divine correctness or authority. In fact, these things must be seen as means in God's hand to lead the secondary human authors in their thinking and writing for revealing his truth. God wanted them to work with the Septuagint in order to reach this or that conclusion. That was God's will for them. It was God's way of leading them to understand what the Word of God is saying in this or that passage. So now we move on to the seventh point. And that is that we are not allowed to make faith in the truth of Scripture dependent on outside sources. We can't make our interpretation of Scripture dependent on outside sources. You know, there's a lot of data from outside God's Word. There's archaeology, for instance. There are extra biblical writings outside of the Bible, and so on. But these can never rule over Scripture. They can never be made equivalent to it. They can never be made of equal authority to it. These extra biblical sources, whatever they may be, must always be subordinate to Scripture. They must always be under Scripture. Because these things, whether archaeology or whatever it may be, are always the word or the conclusions of human beings. They're always liable to misunderstandings and misinterpretations. What Scripture says is true, whether or not it is confirmed or contradicted by outside sources. It is the Word of God. It is the truth. And we have to believe that. The Holy Scripture is the revelation of the Word of God, says Gordanus. And apart from God's regenerating work, human minds are sinful and they don't understand the things of the Spirit. You know, you think here of what God's Word says in 1 Corinthians 2:14. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. And then elsewhere we read, this is the verdict, light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. It's John 3:19. Placing other sources beside or above Scripture, so making it either equal or making it of greater authority than Scripture, is in conflict with what Scripture says about itself as the self-revelation of God. Nothing is above the Bible. The Bible is the ultimate authority for believers. Now, we can bring in many things, says Gordanus, to help us in understanding the meaning of Scripture words and so on, but Scripture itself remains the decisive factor. Its truth must stand simply because Scripture says it. God's word has the ground for its trustworthiness in itself. Okay, that is so crucially important for us to understand. We don't put anything above the Bible. And so in order to know and understand the Bible correctly and fully, we have to know it, both in its form and in its contents. And it's true, our knowledge will only be in part here on this earth, and therefore our interpretations will also only be in part. But that means that there's an even greater need to know Scripture as much as we can, and more, and then also, again, understand the central meaning of Scripture, which is to point us to Christ and to the gospel. Well, that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thank you very much for joining me for this program again. Hope you'll join me again tomorrow, regular time, 2:45. Hope you'll be here with me. And till then, may God continue to richly bless you in each and every way.
Thank you for joining us today on Gospel Talk. Today's broadcast comes courtesy of the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church in Surrey. Located at 12300 92nd Avenue in Surrey, the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church worships every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. You can find out more about the Maranatha Canadian Reformed Church at our website, maranatha-canrc.org. That website again, www.maranatha-canrc.org. If you'd like more information or you'd like to drop us a note of encouragement, you can write us at Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC. The postal code is V2Z1B3. That address again, Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, BC. V2Z1B3. You can also call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Again, that number, 1-866-288-1087. Email us at gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That email address again, gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. We're glad you tuned in today, and we hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at 2:45 right here on AM 550 KARI. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. And if you've enjoyed Gospel Talk, we think you'll also enjoy Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Abounding Grace can be heard Monday to Friday at 8:30 a.m. right here on KARI AM 550.